Three to Get Deadly by Janet Ivanovich, read by Lorelei King. It was January in Trenton. The sky was gunmetal gray, and the air sat dead cold on cars and sidewalks. Inside the offices of Vincent Plum, bail bond agent, the atmosphere was no less grim. "I can't do this," I said. "I can't pick this guy up. Give it to Ranger."
"I'm not giving this two-bit failure to appear to Ranger," said Vinny. "It's a penny ante stuff you do. For Christ's sake, be professional."
"This is Uncle Mo. I can't apprehend Uncle Mo. Everyone will hate me. My mother will hate me.
Mo jumped bail. That makes him a slime ball."
I rolled my eyes so far into the top of my head I almost fell over backward. Moses Biedermeier, better known as Uncle Mo, started selling ice cream and penny candy in 1958 and has been at it ever since. His store is in the Burg, a residential chunk of Trenton where houses and minds are proud to be narrow and hearts are wide open. And Moses Biedermeier is a solid Burg citizen, as close as we come to a historic treasure. "So what did he do?" I said. "Why was he arrested in the first place?"
"Got caught doing 35 in a 25-mile-per-hour zone by Officer Picky, better known as Officer Gaspick, fresh out of police academy and so wet behind the ears he doesn't know to forget the whole thing."
"Bond isn't required on a traffic ticket." Vinny smiled his oily smile.
"While Gaspick is lecturing Mo on road safety, he catches a glimpse of a 45 stuck in Mo's jacket pocket."
"And Mo got busted for carrying concealed."
"Bingo!"
Carrying concealed was frowned upon in Trenton, but this didn't...